Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Today is a bonus Christmas episode about family and friends, and also going over eggnog. Yeah!
Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
On today's little bonus episode, I just want to go over family and friends, especially for the holidays at this Christmas time. And I also want to give you a very, very easy way to make eggnog at home. I get questions about my recipe a lot, and my recipe is very, very simple, and you can adjust it to your own personal flavors and taste. So let's get started.
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Cooking Way Through Life with me, Chef Hollywood. And today's just a bonus episode. It's just a quick episode. I am literally recording it from the ship. If you listen to the podcast and you watch the YouTube channel, then you know that I work on ships about 8 months out of the year. And so I am on a ship right now. It's so great about having podcasting equipment and everything that we do now in this world, because you can do everything everywhere if you just know how to do it. And I did have to learn how to do it. So there's a whole nother conversation, which I think I will share on YouTube, because I'm going to be doing a lot of behind the scenes things and doing a lot more things over there to kind of show you how I got to where I am now. Because I feel like it's cool. I feel like it's important. But also, I just feel like it's about not gatekeeping, because I got to where I am now because people definitely showed me how to get there. And I think that's one of the things we need to keep doing, is continuously giving back and showing and like giving the tools. However you use them is your responsibility, but we give the tools out. But today is actually Boxing Day. I was about to say today is Christmas. Today is the beginning of Kwanzaa. But it is Boxing Day for all of my Brits in the UK and everybody that celebrates Boxing Day. It's the day after Christmas. And what I really wanted to do was just come on here and talk to you a quick little bit about friends and family, and especially on a Christmas time. Because I've touched on this a couple times in different episodes, but yesterday I had the privilege to meet up with friends who were just spending time in Curaçao. And it just reminded me how lucky and how blessed I am in general with my friends that I have. And a lot of times you hear me talk about friends and also my family too, but I think it's just one of those things where the older you get, the more you realize that you're born into a family. So it does not make you friends with your family members. And so it's like one of those things where if you're friends with your family members, it's kind of like getting struck by lightning twice, right? Because you actually are friends with someone who you already born into that family. And so you're already connected, and then you connect it on an actual level where you chose to be connected. Because if you're friends, you choose to be friends. You don't choose to be family. You know what I mean? So like, there's lots of family that like you're close to, but you're close to because you're in proximity. You're around them a lot. And then you have those family members that are just like, you locked in. And that's just like this really, really special bond. And I think that's one of the things that is so great having friends around the world as well, because I feel so bonded with a lot of my friends around the world. And meeting up with Molly and her yesterday was crazy, because I haven't seen Molly in about, I say like 5 years maybe. And I haven't seen her in like, like maybe four. I seen him like sooner than I seen her, but and his name is spelled G-E-R, just so you guys are there. He is Dutch. So I am definitely, he's probably just like, what is he saying? But yeah, like seeing them was so crazy. And it's just because I post where I'm at on my Instagram when I'm on ships. I don't post my location when I'm not on ships, but I post where I'm at when I'm on a ship on my Instagram, on my TikTok. I try to do TikTok. I'm not so good at doing the TikTok, but I post on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat. where I'm at, what cruise I'm going to be doing because of this reason. Because they seen my post and they was like, we're going to be in Curacao on Christmas Day. And I was like, that's crazy. Do you have plans? They was like, we do. We're coming to hang out with you. And I was like, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, so it's like, it's one of those things where friendships can be so, so like magical. And even though, I mean, it's so cliche, we literally said it yesterday. It's one of the things where if you really are bonded and you have a connection, time can go by, but time feels like it stood still when you meet each other again, you know? And that's why I do feel like people always talk about long distance relationships and things that can't work. And it's like, but it can work because of the fact of like being bonded is more than being in proximity to each other. Being bonded is like, it's something that is on a whole deeper level, I feel. And if you're bonded with somebody, you good. Like, you good, you know? Like, it's just, it's always there, you know? Yeah. But anyway, before I get too much into that, I'm not getting too much into it, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys about this eggnog. So, quick little eggnog. This is just a bonus episode, so I'm not gonna talk you guys head off for like an hour today. Bonus episode. Eggnog recipe. Eggnog is super simple. The thing about it is I love eggnog, but I grew up in a family that did not love eggnog. So I don't even know where my love of eggnog came from. But for me, eggnog at Christmas is like having a Cadbury egg for Easter or candy corn for Halloween. And all y'all candy corn haters, don't come for me. It's like the one thing I haven't been eating lately as much. But I do. I don't mind candy corn at Halloween. And like eggnog, like with just one cup of eggnog just makes me feel like I'm in a Christmas spirit, you know? And so I make this eggnog. And the last time I made it, ironically, was the last time I seen, maybe the last time I seen Molly. I was on another ship. I never really made this eggnog at home just because I'm not around people that like eggnog a lot. But I did a class yesterday. And so I went ahead and made eggnog as a welcome drink for the Christmas class. But making this eggnog is super simple, guys. You're going to take milk, just whole milk. I mean, you could use skim milk or anything, but here's the thing. When you change out fats and everything, like, yeah, I change a lot of stuff, but I say whole milk and get your spices together. What I mean by your spices is, in my eggnog, I usually put cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. But since I'm in the Caribbean, I was doing more of a Caribbean-themed dessert class. I did cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and allspice. And it was actually delicious. So you're going to, I like putting them in whole, like whole cinnamon stick, whole cloves. If you have a whole nutmeg, maybe like crush it, you know, because nutmeg can give a little bit more flavor when it's a little crushed, not the whole piece of nutmeg. And then the whole allspice. And you just let that steep. So you're going to bring that up to pretty much a boil and then take it back down to a simmer. And just stir and let that kind of steep in there. And then you can take it off of the heat. You're just going to pretty much just bring it up and steep. It's kind of like making a creme anglaise because our next step is taking egg yolks. No egg whites. Separate your egg yolks from your egg whites. And you're going to take your egg yolks in a separate bowl. And you're going to whisk those with sugar. So, yes, we're pretty much making a creme anglaise at this point. Once you get your sugar and egg yolks whisked together, you need to get the sugar and egg yolks in with the hot milk and all your spices. So, of course, you're going to take a little bit of the milk and then put it into the egg, whisk, 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 a little bit of hot milk, put into the egg, whisk, 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 bring it up to temperature, put it over into the pot. This is just called tempering. So you're tempering in the hot item into the warm or room temperature item, because if you just pour that hot milk into the eggs or that milk into the hot or that egg into the hot milk, you're going to make scrambled eggs. And that's the thing. You just don't want to do that. So you want to slowly add hot to room temperature to bring it up to temp. Now, you've done the hard part. That's literally the hardest part, guys. Once you get this into your pot, you're going to now cook this for about, I would say, 3 to 5 minutes on low. So you do not want it to boil again. You want it like right on the simmering. And this is basically cooking the egg through and it's thickening up. It's making like your binder. Your binder is basically happening right now because your egg yolks, remember, are pretty much your best natural emulsifiers. So they keep things together. And we still have to put in heavy cream and alcohol. You don't have to put in alcohol, but heavy cream. So it keeps everything together. So the egg yolks are going in to that, to the milk. Everything's mixing, mix, mix, mix. You're just going to whisk for about 3 to 5 minutes and you're good. Take that off of the heat. You just want it to come to room temp. So I would say take it off the heat. If you have stone countertops, you can put it on the countertop and then just let it sit for about 45 minutes to an hour. Just let it come to room temperature. Now, the next step depends on how you like your eggnog. So first off, go ahead and take out all your spices. And sometimes I leave them in, honestly. I like leaving them in because it's okay. But if you know that you, it just depends on, like, if especially you have smaller pieces, like you have small pieces of nutmeg, go ahead and strain it just so you don't have anything. Plus, straining it now helps you if you did get your heat a little too hot, you can get any of those pieces of egg out of there because you basically just made a custard. So go ahead and strain it. And then you decide if you like your eggnog to be, I like it to just be regular thickness, I say. Some people like it to be super thick. If you like it to be super thick, then the heavy cream, and it's equal parts heavy cream to milk. So you don't have to worry about, you know, if you're doing 1 gallon of milk, you do 1 gallon of heavy cream. But if you like it to be a little thicker, then you can go ahead and put your heavy cream into your stand mixer like you're making whipped cream, and you can thicken it up, and then you can fold it in. Think Schitt's Creek, Mara. Fold it in, David. You know, just fold it in. And that'll give you a thicker eggnog. For me, I like just pouring the heavy cream in because I don't like it to be thick. Because when the eggnog is super thick, for me, it feels like a melted milkshake. And I don't like that. Like, either give me a milkshake or give me a drink. And I like for it to be drinkable. And it's so funny because I just had a guest tell me that. She was like, I like your eggnog because it's drinkable and it's not super thick. But that's how I like mine. So I just made it how I like mine. It is. But if that's the case, try it this way. Just pour in your heavy cream. So you're going to pour your heavy cream in, and then you're going to pour in your alcohol. Now, I like to mix alcohols here because we're adding flavor, and we're going to flavor it again, guys. Don't worry. We're adding flavor, but then your alcohol also has flavor, right? So whatever alcohol you pick is going to give you a flavor. What I like to use is spiced rum. So dark rum is really nice. Bacardi dark spice rum is nice. Different spice rums, whichever one you like, because it already has a spiced flavor. We're going in that direction with our first amount of spices that we put inside. And then I like to use a bourbon or a whiskey. So that also is just whichever one you like. And those two together kind of balance out like the flavor profiles I like to go with my eggnog. And that's what I just did. I just did a combination of those two. Once you get this together, now you can taste and adjust. Your eggs are done. Everything has pretty much been added in. Now I like to taste and adjust. And you can adjust based on the first set of ingredients you put inside. So if you just like, it's a little strong on the alcohol, I want to kind of tone it down. I want more flavor coming from other places. This is when you want to use your ground nutmeg, your ground cinnamon, your ground allspice, your ground cloves. And I would say be careful with the cloves. That can be the most overpowering of the four, honestly. But this is when you want to add all those things in. Whisk, whisk, whisk. Taste, taste, taste. See where we want to be. And then the last step is it needs to go in the refrigerator for at least 8 hours. So I just like making this the night before, and it's overnight. And when it comes out the next day, oh my God, it's really good. The caveat to it, most of the time, it's easily drinkable and you forget how much alcohol you put inside. And I would just say it can take a lot of alcohol because you have heavy cream, you have those eggs, you have the milk. So you can add a good amount of alcohol and it won't be overpowering to your taste buds, but the alcohol is still in there. So that's why eggnog is one of those things at a Christmas party with the office can change the way that the boss looks at you. So just be careful with that. That's all I say. All right, guys. So as I said, bonus episode, wasn't going to get too deep today, but I just wanted to get on here and talk a little bit about appreciation for my friends and my family, because also that's a big thing. Like, I do feel like sometimes people look at other people's lives anyway, way too much. I feel like working on ships keeps me so much more grounded than when I'm on land 24/7 on social media and other people's lives more than I'm in my life and also in my friends and family life, because I'm just so worried about these people who don't know me on social media. But anyway, but I do want to say I am so, so thankful for my friends and family. And I say it from a place of appreciation, not a place of arrogance, because I know that some people don't have that. And I don't even know. Like, I do feel like it has, part of it has to be that I'm putting out something into the universe that the universe is sending back to me, because of the fact that I don't even know how I got so blessed and so, like, just, I hit the lottery. And I hit the lottery. I always say I hit the lottery with my friends, especially because you're born into your family. So, you know, you kind of, you're born into it, you're not born into it. But with my friends, I am just so thankful and so lucky. They really, really, like, around the world are, like, my backbone, my corner, everything. And I'm telling you, 2026, guys, new year, new me. Not just my own. No, 2026, I'm already so excited to see so many different people. I got so much stuff lined up. I got changes coming for the podcast. I got changes coming for YouTube already. Like, whoo, thank you guys. I want to thank you guys too. Every listener, every person who has listened to a podcast, every person who has shared a podcast, every person who's done anything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. None of this is possible without you. I had a conversation yesterday with Molly, and one of the things I'm so thankful for in the podcast space and YouTube space is that I've started these journeys from a place of authenticity to my life, where I don't have to talk about anybody else or any entity or salacious things or gossip or celebrities to get views and clicks and likes, because that's not what I started this from. This is all just cooking your way through life, like me just telling you my experiences, telling you my stuff, but also hopefully helping you with tips and tricks and different things. And that's really why I got into the YouTube space, was because I felt like I wasn't given enough on the podcast, because there's only so much you can do with audio when it comes to cooking. And so that's really why, like, for my podcast listeners, I want you guys to kind of transition over to checking out the YouTube if you're interested in the cooking side of the podcast, because it is a little bit more in depth, of course, because it's like you're there. But yeah, I'm just so thankful that this is the path I chose to go, because, man, it's anxiety building up when I think about, like, being on that side of the way to get clicks and likes and just putting that out into the universe. So yeah, so we're here, we're having a good year. 2025, if it was good for you, then congratulations, keep it going. If it wasn't, we got another year that we can make it work. So happy holidays, everybody. Don't worry, regular episodes will be back next Thursday. We're not stopping. I am dropping every Thursday. I swear I'm going to stay consistent. I would not be taking another year and a half off unless something drastic happens. But this time I will let you know. I'm even doing bonus episodes. So, you know, I'm trying to stay a step ahead. So appreciate you guys. Try the eggnog and peace.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.